Presenting
The Complete
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
This is Orson Welles speaking from London.
As the third man.
Stand by.
We'll be on the air in 15 seconds, Mr. Welles. Yes, I know.
Stand by, everybody.
Mercury Theater on the air presents Orson Welles as Count Dracula in his own version of Bram Stoker's great novel, Dracula.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Hello, world. Welcome to The Complete Orson Welles, brought to you by Duane Oldtime Radio. This podcast will feature various classic radio programs ranging mostly from 1936 to 1952 that Orson either produced and directed, was featured on, or starred as a guest.
If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Hope you enjoyed The Genius of Mr. Wells. The Shadow returns with two episodes. The first one is Circle of Death, November 28th, 1937. And then we're going to air and listen to and enjoy The Death Triangle. Death seems to be the theme for the week. Circle of Death and then The Death Triangle. December 12th, 1937.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Lou Cole presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror in the very hearts of sharpsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear the Shadow's blood-curdling laugh, you can be sure that exciting entertainment will follow. And here's something else that you can be sure of. When you buy Blue Coal, you're getting the finest of Pennsylvania hard coal. The harmless blue coloring that identifies Blue Coal is your guarantee of clean, even, safe, dependable heat all winter long. So don't take chances. Insist on Blue Coal. Ask for it by name. Phone your order to your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. And be sure to hold on for John Barclay's important message at the end of this program. The plot murder announced for today has been postponed. Today, the Circle of Death.
Jack, what a delightful show. What a wonderful way to start our honeymoon.
Darling, when it comes to shows and girls, I'm a swell picker. Now watch me pick a nightclub.
Oh, taxi! Hey, taxi!
Darling, I think you're wonderful. I've never had such a marvelous time in my life.
Hop in, honey.
Things are pretty quiet around the theater district tonight, Bill.
Yeah, pretty thin crowd.
I don't blame folks for staying away. After those three bombings and 15 people being blown to pieces, I wouldn't be here myself if it wasn't the commissioner's orders.
Same here. Boy, has this town got the jitters.
Commissioner Weston's hopping around like a cat on a hot stove.
I hear the Midtown Association is going to ask for his resignation if he don't catch the nut that's scattering bombs around here like confetti on New Year's Eve.
The guy that's pulling these jobs sure must have it in for a lot of people.
Yeah, he's a real screwball, if you ask me. Look at the way he's always sending warnings to the newspapers before he blows another batch of pedestrians to Hades.
Yeah, and have you noticed? He always ends his notes by saying, I hate crowds.
Yeah. Well, this is the time that crazy group warned he'd set off another blast.
Maybe his watch is slow.
Things are going to pop if he pulls another job and kills any more people.
Well, maybe... maybe all the cops have them scared off.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Bill, look at that car. Blown to smithereens.
Ashkelon strikes again. 5 more dead. Get your panic in here. Panic. Be
read all about the mad maniac slaying squad.
It's horrible, Lamont, horrible.
It's senseless and insane, Margot. Crimes like this always are. Turn on the radio. It's time for a news bulletin. The switch on the dashboard.
All right, Lamont.
Upon the inefficiency of the police department. Tonight at Midtown Hall, a meeting of businessmen of the entertainment world and property owners is in progress. Police Commissioner Weston has been asked to defend his department and produce results or resign.
No, that's enough, Margaret.
Washington, D.C.
Now, listen carefully.
Yes, Lamont.
I want you to go to that protest meeting right over there at Midtown Hall. Commissioner Weston is speaking, and the crowd is pretty certain to heckle his explanation of the failure of his department to catch this fiend.
I'm sure of it.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Keep quiet and watch your chance. Then I want you to cry out that Shadow could solve this crime without half trying.
Aren't you flattering yourself?
Never mind that, Margot. I have a very definite reason for doing this. A lot depends on your getting the crowd to take up your suggestion.
I'll do my best, Lamont. But where are you going?
I won't be far away. Hand me that leather case on the floor.
Here you are. Am I permitted enough womanly curiosity to ask what's in it?
Just a little wire-tapping device.
Telephone?
No. Now, Commissioner Weston will be talking over the loudspeaker system in Midtown Hall. Don't be surprised if the Shadow interrupts his speech. Now, remember, Margot, cry out at the psychological moment. Hundreds of lives depend on it.
Department has been thrown into catching this fiend. Our armed squads have combed the city. Every known criminal with psychopathic tendencies has been rounded up and questioned. Not one fragment of a bomb has been found. No buildings have been damaged. No one person has been singled out for death. This is not an ordinary crime. We are not dealing with an ordinary criminal.
Alibis! Alibis!
We've had enough.
15 people dead.
50 injured. You talk. Talk.
Business is at a standstill.
We're being ruined. The whole city's in a panic.
Get this below and resign, Weston.
Get out. Let the mayor report some of the praises at the Texas maniac. Before he strikes again.
Yes.
The Shadow could solve this crime without half trying.
There's an idea. The Shadow.
Yes, the Shadow, McKinnon.
He's cracked cases for you before, Weston.
Why'd you call him in?
He wouldn't have to do much to do a better job of it than the police had.
Get the Shadow, Weston.
What about the Shadow? You've done nothing in 2 weeks. You're late.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. What makes you think this man who calls himself the Shadow is interested in law and order?
He's up to trap plenty of criminals, hasn't he?
Yes, he's tipped us off occasionally. But it may have been to get rid of rivals. We have no assurance he isn't a criminal himself.
What of us? A thief can catch a thief.
I don't run my department that way.
You're not running it at all.
That's a matter of opinion.
You're not running it.
I was asked here to tell you what we've been doing. You seem to think my department works with the Shadow. We don't. We never have. And as for the Shadow, and you, reporter, can spread it all over the front pages, I challenge him to uncover one single scrap of evidence that my men have overlooked. I challenge the Shadow to find this maniac.
I am the Shadow. I accept that challenge, Commissioner Weston. I am working on the case. Gentlemen of the press, it will not be necessary for you to print the commissioner's challenge, but you can print this challenge to the arch fiend behind this reign of terror. Print this, gentlemen. The Shadow will trap the mass killer if he dares walk through the central arcade during the rush hour between 5 and 6 tomorrow night. Remember, the central arcade between 5 and 6 tomorrow night. I dare him to come, to walk through the central arcade.
Give me a paper. Give me a paper.
That's 2 cents, mister.
Here's your 2 cents.
Oh, thanks. Here's the paper.
No, no, no. Not that one on top. People, crowds have seen it.
Well, so what? They're all the same.
No, no, no. Give me that one underneath.
Okay, the customer's always right.
Hey, you masked murderer, come and buy the shadow. That's your extra paper.
The Central Arcade tomorrow. So he's daring me, this shadow fellow. He knows I hate crowds. Crowds, people pushing and getting in my way. Voices talking and shouting. I hate them, I hate them. And I'll show them. I'll show the shadow fella, too. I'll fool all of them. I'll accept his challenge. I'll be there at the Central Arcade. And the shadow fella will know I was there. The whole world will know. After I'm gone.
Your orders have been carried out, Commissioner Weston.
Good. There'd better not be any slip-ups.
200 patrolmen are stationed in the neighborhood of the Central Arcade. 50 picked men of the plainclothes and bomb squad will be in the crowd. If there is a crowd.
There'll be a mob after all the publicity. If I could get my hands on the shadow, I'd wring his neck for this. What time is it?
A little after 4, sir.
You better get down there pretty soon.
Yes, sir. Shall I take that call, sir?
No. I've been waiting for this. And if it's who I think it is... Hello. Hello. Listen to me, Shadow.
No, Commissioner Weston. You listen to me.
I'm listening.
Quick, Connors, trace this call.
Yes, sir.
Don't bother, Commissioner. You can't trace this call. I've tapped a line. Just as I tapped the Midtown loudspeaker system last night.
So that's how you pulled that crazy stunt. You're a fool, Shadow. Don't you realize you've endangered the lives of thousands of people?
Nothing will happen if you do not interfere.
I don't take my orders from you, Shadow. You're not running the police department.
I'm not giving orders, but I need your help. Just do one thing for me, and you and not the Shadow will get the credit for the capture of the mass killer.
Oh, yes? Well, what do you want?
Just keep the crowd moving through the narrow arcade. Just keep them moving. Keep them moving. Everything depends on that.
What are you trying to do, Shadow?
To find a needle in a haystack. A man in a million.
You haven't a chance. The maniac won't come.
You overlook the fact that a dare is a powerful psychological magnet that no egotistical crazed mind can resist. Just keep that crowd moving, Commissioner. Keep them moving.
When you start figuring ways and means to save money for Christmas gifts, fuel is probably the last thing that comes to mind. Naturally, you don't want to jeopardize the health and comfort of your family. But did you know that you can actually have better heat for less money simply by burning blue coal? Here's why. Blue coal is a rich Pennsylvania anthracite, the fuel that furnaces, space heaters, and cooking ranges in this part of the country were especially designed to burn. And while other fuel prices are advancing, the cost of anthracite is not. No wonder thousands of homeowners are switching back to anthracite. No wonder anthracite is the fuel that is used for cooking purposes on the nation's cracked passenger trains. They've tested all kinds of fuel and found that anthracite is far more economical because it burns long, steadily, evenly, with minimum drafts and less attention. Now, the cream of all Pennsylvania anthracite is blue coal. It comes from the mines of the famous Glen Alden Coal Company. It's tested and retested for purity and uniform sizing. Blue coal is prepared especially for home use, and it comes in all domestic sizes, egg, stove, chestnut, and pea. So if you want clean, even, dependable heat at lowest cost, always order Blue Coal. Phone your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. You'll find his name listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
Well, the time's almost up, Commissioner Weston.
Yes. 2 minutes to 6. Oh, this is the longest hour I've ever spent in my life.
Can you beat it the way people have flocked here on the chance of seeing somebody else blown to bits by this maniac?
Looks like the Shadow was right. The way they've been swarming through this arcade.
Yeah, and watching each other like a bunch of wild animals. You see what happened to that poor guy with the Christmas box? I nearly killed him before we got him out. All he had was a doll for his kid.
I saw it.
Well, the time's up, Commissioner.
Yes. Thank heavens.
Any orders, sir?
Just keep the men on duty till this crowd thins out. They'll be going home now.
Commissioner, Commissioner Weston, look.
What is it?
The maniac has been here. Look at this piece of paper.
Where'd you get it?
In the arcade. He must have dropped it.
Well, what's it say, Commissioner?
Tell that shadow fellow I'll kill me a lot more people at 11 o'clock tonight.
Lamont, oh, I was afraid something had happened to you.
Something has. I found the maniac.
Thank heavens. Have you notified the police?
Margot, this man is a fiend. If I notified the police and they'd bungle things, he might kill hundreds of people. This is a job that the Shadow must handle alone.
But Lamont, he's dangerous. You might fail. He might kill you.
The Shadow won't fail, Margot. But if he should, it's far better that one die than hundreds.
Oh, Lamont, please. There must be a safer way.
Perhaps, Margot, but this is the only sure way to end the career of this mass killer. Goodbye, my dear.
Lamont. Oh, Lamont.
Gladly, Connors. Here comes the headquarters car.
Yeah, it's Commissioner Weston's car. He's plenty worried about this maniac threatening to kill another batch of people at 11 tonight.
Yeah, they sure have to go out of the theater area to kill him. They won't let anybody in the district here without a police permit.
Wait a minute. Here comes a guy. Hey, you! You!
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Where do you think you're going?
Me? I'm going to work. That's where I'm going.
Got a permit?
Got a badge. See? Says I'm a night watchman. I gotta go to work.
What do you watch? Where do you work?
I watch things in the ground. Down there.
Down where?
Down under the street. Down under the planks.
Oh, I get it, Bill. He's a night watchman down on the new subway they're building.
Yes, yes, that's it. I go down them steps. Every night I go down them steps and watch.
Well, why did you say so? Get on with you. Get to your watching.
Thank you. Joe Tonetti is waiting for me so he can go home. Every night at 10:30, I take from him the job of watching.
Now, that's a job I wouldn't want any part of.
Me neither.
I'll
pound my feet on the street.
Hey,
hey, Joey. Joey Tonetti. Joey, you can go home now. I'm here to watch.
Hey, what's the matter? You're half a big speakerback belly. You're 5 minutes late. I want to go home. Here's the keys to everything now. You watch out. You don't need to go to sleep.
The police don't want to let me come to work. But I show them the badge. You can go home now, Joey. I'll watch everything.
Okay. See you in the morning. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Those people. So many people always pushing. Pushing me. But I'll show them. I'll fix them good. I'll kill them. That shadow fella, I'll show him too. Now I'm alone. All alone.
Not quite, Anton Spivak. You are not quite alone. I am with you.
Huh?
Do you hear my voice, Anton?
Sure. I always hear voices in the dark, on the street, and here under the street where I watch every night.
Yes, Anton. But you've never heard my voice before, have you?
Well, maybe. I don't think so. What's different about your voice?
It's the voice of the Shadow.
Oh, you're a pretty smart voice. How'd you find me? Where's that shadow fella the newspapers talk about?
I am more than just a voice, Anton Spivak. I am the Shadow.
You're the Shadow?
Yes.
Where are you hiding?
I am hiding under the cloak of invisibility. You cannot see me because I have clouded your mind. so you cannot see that which is here.
How did you get down here in this subway excavation?
I followed you down the steps.
How'd you know where to find me?
I picked you out of the crowd in the central arcade.
How did you know I was the one?
Your eyes showed me. I knew then how much you hate crowds.
My eyes show you?
Yes. You passed close to me as I stood in the shadows. Yeah. The arcade is narrow. You didn't see me. Oh. No one saw me. But I saw you.
How'd you find out my name?
I followed you to the place where you live. I found out you work here. In the tunnels.
Then you followed me here from my home tonight?
Yes, Anton Spivak. All the way.
Good. You're a very clever shadow. But you must go now. Let me do my work. My work. I ain't got much time. Now go quick before I get mad. You're plenty smart. I'm glad to know you, Mr. Shadow, but no, you have to go.
Yes, I'm smart. But you're smarter.
You bet.
Let me stay. I want to learn. You can teach me things. Then maybe we can work together.
You hate people too?
Yes. I hate crowds. Let me watch you and learn.
All right. I'll let you watch.
What are you going to do?
You just watch.
What's in this shed?
You see? Dynamite. Sticks and sticks of dynamite.
Is this what you use to kill people with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My precious dynamite. They kill the crowds I hate, see? Now, look here. Here's a stick of dynamite already fused. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and six sticks of dynamite to go with it. Now, you watch. See, Shadow, I tie them in a bundle.
But how do you take that dynamite to the place where you killed all those people? It's a block away. How do you carry it?
That's where I'm smarter than you, Mr. Shadow.
Show me.
I'll show you. Now, look, see, it's almost 11 o'clock. Now, here. You see this little hook? I hook the dynamite to it.
Then what, Anton?
Wait, you hear that car overhead on the boards?
Yes.
Well, if the light is red, it will stop right over our heads. Now listen. There, you see? The light is red. Now I take this crowbar. I go up this ladder. Come on, you come with me.
Yes, I am still here. Although you cannot see me.
Now you watch it. I pry the end of this plank back. See? And I hook the dynamite on the brake rods. I strike a match. And I light the fuse. And when the light changes, the car takes the dynamite with it. And when the dynamite explodes a block away, I'm still here. While the... Oh, no. You put out the fuse. You've tricked me.
And here is the dynamite.
No. He took it off the car. It's gone without the dynamite. And I promised I'd kill a lot of people tonight. Now I have to wait. Tomorrow the crowds will be still pushing me. Scaring me. You tricked me. That's what you did. You tricked me. Where are you, Shadow? Shadow. Come here, Shadow. Nice, Shadow. Nice, Shadow.
I'm here, Anton Spivak.
Yes, I hear you. Nice, Shadow. Come close to me.
Put down that dynamite, Anton.
No, Shadow. I light another match.
If you touch that match to the fuse, you'll die too.
But I'll kill you. And I don't care. You wouldn't let me kill people. And I don't want to live. I want to die. I want you to die too, Shadow.
Wait, Anton.
No, you blow out my match.
Yes, I have a plan. Those thousands of people waiting up the street.
Yes?
You can kill all those people.
Wouldn't that be better than just killing the two of us?
How? Tell me how.
Take your dynamite and come with me. Up the steps. Up to the street.
Oh, no. No, there's policemen out there. I saw them.
But they won't see you any more than you can see me.
No. They will see me.
Hypnotize them. Huh? Hypnotize them. Look straight at them. Stare at them. And then they won't be able to see you.
No, I'm afraid.
Think of all those people waiting to be killed. Come. Just a few more steps. I am with you. You'll be safe.
I'll try. All those people waiting to be killed. I'll try it. But don't you leave me, Shadow, or I'll light the fuse.
I'm here, Anton Spivak. Look, there are the two policemen.
Uh-huh.
Just stare at them hard as you pass, and they won't see you.
All right, I'll try.
Well, it's past 7, Connors.
Looks like a false alarm this time. Hey, wait a minute. Here's that night watchman.
Yeah, what's the matter with him? What's he staring at?
Look what he's carrying.
You can't see me.
Dynamite, grab him.
Oh, no. Take it away from him.
Let me go.
Hold it. No, I said no.
I got him. It's a match killer.
No. He lied. He fooled me. He said you couldn't see me. No. Give me my dynamite. I want to kill all those people.
Hold him.
No.
Here's Commissioner Westall.
Oh,
we got him. We got the maniac, Chief.
Good work. Here, let me look at him.
No. He tricked me. He said you couldn't see me.
Where'd he come from?
About a subway excavation, Commissioner. He's a night watchman.
No. He tricked me. The shadow tricked me.
Oh. It was the shadow.
Yes, Commissioner Weston. The shadow. I found the killer. But the glory is all yours.
Before we tell you of the Shadow's next exciting adventure, here's John Barclay, Blue Coal's famous heating expert, with an important message I promised you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Barclay.
Friends, there are just 2 more days left in November. That means that homeowners have only 2 more days in which to phone their Blue Coal dealers and get the full details on how they may have a Blue Coal heat regulator installed in their homes for a free trial period of 2 weeks. To me, this is the most unusual offer ever made. The free use of a Blue Coal heat regulator for 2 whole weeks without any obligation on your part to buy. Believe me, friends, until you've used one of these marvelous thermostats, you don't know what real comfort is. Imagine having your home warm and cozy from morning till night without once having to make a trip down to the furnace. And that's not all. You'll find you burn far less coal with this regulator, too. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Phone your Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. I thank you.
Friends, for your own sake, do as Mr. Barclay suggests. Phone your Blue Coal dealer tomorrow and get full details of this amazing free trial offer. Prove to yourself what thousands of satisfied owners already know, that with a Blue Coal heat regulator, you get more uniform heat, more economical heat than the most expensive oil burner can give you. But don't wait. Phone your Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. The story you have just heard is copyrighted by the Shadow Magazine. The characters in this story are entirely fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
Shadow's latest adventure! Extra!
act. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Blue Coal presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror in the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the Death Triangle. Ladies and gentlemen, The Shadow will be with you in just a moment. In the meantime, I'd like to remind you of a well-known fact. Coal-colored blue means better heat at less cost. For when you buy blue coal, you're getting the cream of all Pennsylvania anthracite. The harmless blue coloring with which blue coal is trademarked is your guarantee of clean, even, safe, dependable heat all winter long. Such heat ensures the health of your entire household. So when you order coal, specify blue coal. Ask for it by name. Phone your order to your nearest blue coal dealer tomorrow.
December 22nd, 1913, by order of the authority of Devil's Island, you, Pierre Martin, are hereby sentenced to 100 days in confinement solitaire and 100 lashes in the presence of the assembled prisoners as a warning to all who would attempt to escape. Let the punishment begin.
I will find the devil who betrayed me.
One.
I will learn his name.
Two.
I will kill him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program of organ music to bring you a special news flash from our affiliated press service. New York, December 12, 1937. The Shadow has been found. Dr. James Evans, world-famous child surgeon, told reporters this afternoon that a wounded man who claimed to be the Shadow forced his way into Dr. Evans' private clinic and at the point of a gun forced him to remove a bullet. The wounded man then revealed that he was none other than that mysterious character who has waged a one-man war against crime, the Shadow. Before Dr. Evans could report the case to the police, however, the Shadow mysteriously disappeared. The famous surgeon believes the Shadow has little chance of surviving his wounds. Our organ recital now continues.
Hello? Dr. Evans speaking.
Dr. Evans, the man you claim to have operated upon was a fake. The real Shadow has not been wounded.
The Shadow? You are the Shadow?
Yes, Dr. Evans. You don't seem surprised.
I'm not. I've been hoping you'd get in touch with me. That statement I issued was false.
False? Come now, Dr. Evans. A man of your high standing in the medical world does not issue false statements without very grave reasons.
There was a very grave reason. I need your help. An old acquaintance of mine, Raymond Dubril, the financier, has received a death threat.
Have him notify the police.
No, he refuses to do that.
Then let him take the consequences. Unless... Dr. Evans... Have you also received a death threat?
Yes, I have.
Before I made this call, I investigated your past, Dr. Evans.
My past is a matter of public knowledge.
You were once a political prisoner on Devil's Island. You escaped 20 years ago with three other men. Raymond Dubril, the banker, and Pierre Martin, the concert pianist.
Yes, but our convictions were reversed by a high court a year after we escaped.
I know it was proved that you three were innocent. But what about the fourth man who escaped with you? A murderer.
Jacques Corbeil. He was caught and sent back to Devil's Island.
After the escape, one of you betrayed him to the police.
I don't believe that.
Why else should he mark you for death?
Then you know Corbeil escaped from Devil's Island a second time 6 months ago?
Yes, Dr. Evans.
Then you're interested. You'll help?
Yes, I will help. But only because your life is in danger, Doctor. The world can ill afford to lose the skill and genius that has saved the lives of countless children.
You overestimate my importance, Shadow. But will you help?
Yes. When and where does Covey's warning say he will strike first?
At Dubrille's Long Island estate tonight.
How do you know this warning came from Covey?
Dubrille received a miniature music box in the shape of a coffin in the mail this morning.
A musical coffin?
Yes. And when the lid of the coffin is raised, the music box plays a tune. A tune Dubrille, Martin, Corbeil, and myself whistled as a danger signal when we were planning our escape from Devil's Island.
Where is Dubrille, Dr. Evans?
At his Long Island estate. Martin is staying with him, and I am driving out there to spend the night. I had hoped you'd come and help.
I will help you, Dr. Evans. Tell Dubrille and Martin that the Shadow will be there tonight.
Afternoon, Miss Lane.
Is Mr. Cranston at home?
No, Miss Lane, he's not.
You know where I can reach him?
Well, he may be at his club.
No, I've tried there.
His office?
Yes, everywhere. Nobody's seen him all day.
Well, is there anything I can do?
Be sure and stay here in case he comes home. I'll call you on the phone later.
Yes, miss.
I've got to find him. I've got to. I've just got to. Maybe Dr. Evans knows more than he told the newspapers. His office said he might be at home. Number 33. Yes, this is it. Oh, Lamont, I knew they'd shoot you someday.
Yes, miss?
Is Dr. Evans here? I must see him.
I beg your pardon, miss, but are you another reporter?
Yes, and I must see Dr. Evans. It's important. It's a matter of life or death.
I'm sorry, miss, but Dr. Evans has nothing to say to the press. He's not at home.
But I must see him. I must find him.
I'm sorry.
That car. That's Dr. Evans' car.
Yes, miss.
Where's he going?
I'm not at liberty to say, miss.
Never mind. I'll find out myself. Taxi! Taxi!
Okay, miss. Where to?
Follow that big black limousine, the one with the green cross on the license plate.
Well, it's a doctor's car, miss. I may have to break a lot of traffic laws if it goes through red lights.
Never mind, I'll pay the fine. Don't lose sight of that car for a minute.
Okay, lady, but this is going to be one fast ride.
Driver, yes? Driver, slow down. That car's turning in at that estate.
You want me to do it? Go through the gates after?
No, no, stop here.
Okay.
Here's $5.
Hey, thanks, man.
I wonder if this is just a wild goose chase. Lamont couldn't be way out here. Not if he's wounded, dying. That car. It sounded like... Oh, but it couldn't be. It is. It's Lamont. Lamont.
Margot? Margaret, what in heaven's name are you doing here?
Oh, Lamont, then it wasn't true. You weren't shot. Dr. Evans didn't operate on you.
Oh, no, so you heard that news flash, too.
The papers are full of it. I tried to find you at the office, at home, at your club, everywhere.
I'm sorry, Margot. I should have known you were, but I've had a very busy afternoon. How did you get here?
I followed Dr. Evans' car. He just drove through those gates. What's happening, Lamont? Are you trying to find out why he said he operated on the Shadow? Is someone impersonating you?
No, Dr. Evans did that, knowing I'd get in touch with him. He needs my help in a very special manner.
But why? Is someone after him, threatening him?
Yes, also the owner of this estate, the banker Dubrille, and Martin, the concert pianist.
And you're going to help them?
I'm interested in helping Evans. He's a great doctor and a great humanitarian. His life is in danger.
Lamont, now that I'm here, is there anything I can do?
Yes, Margot, wait in my car. Keep your eye on the house. If you see a light go on and off twice in one of the windows, drive to the nearest payphone and notify the state police to come to the Dubrille estate.
I'll watch for the signal.
Fine.
I suppose there's no use my asking you to be careful.
No, Margot, but I'll try.
I'll try to avoid really putting Dr. Evans to the trouble of removing a bullet from the shadow.
Gabriel, stop pounding on the table and cursing Covey.
Oh, that's all very well for you to say, Evans. Your turn hasn't come, but it will. If we three sitting here, you or me or Martin, don't get Covey when he comes here tonight, you will be the next on his list. You or Martin.
Don't concern yourself about my fate, Dubril. I am not afraid of Covey.
Oh, you'll change your mind if he manages to kill me, Martin.
I wonder what it's like to die. What do you think, Dubril? Or do you ever think of anything but your fat stomach and your money?
Gentlemen, this is no time to argue. I have something more important to tell you.
What is it, Evans? I hear you had quite an experience today. Operated on this man who calls himself the Shadow.
Yes. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Ah, there's a man, Dubril, the Shadow. He might save you from Covey.
Ah, what could he do? I've had the best private detectives in the country trying to find some trace of Covey ever since he escaped from Devil's Island again 6 months ago.
By the way, Dubril, I've always wondered who tipped off the police when Covey was hiding after he helped us escape 20 years ago.
Covey was a murderer. We were innocent men.
And also, who betrayed me, Dubril, the time I tried to escape alone the first time?
Matan, Dubril, now listen to me. A moment ago, we were talking about the Shadow. Well, he isn't dying. I didn't operate on him. I announced that, hoping the real Shadow would get in touch with me.
And did he?
Yes. And he's coming here tonight to help us.
I've always been curious to see this Shadow.
You won't see him. No man has ever seen him, but he'll be here.
Oh, Evans, for a man of intelligence, you're talking like a fool. The age of ghosts and mystic presences is...
You're wrong, Gabriel, you're wrong. Because I am a doctor, I can readily accept the fact that the Shadow is a master of the powers of mental suggestion, of mass hypnosis. Recent experiments have proven conclusively that...
Rubbish.
Allow me to convince him, Dr. Evans.
What was that? Who spoke then?
The Shadow, Dubril. You do not accept the theory of my power of invisibility, but perhaps you will accept the fact, for I am here.
Sit down, Dubril. You look rather pale.
If I am to help you... You will all sit down. Sit at that table there. I understand there is little time to lose. I must know the whole story, the truth, if I am to help you.
Do as the Shadow says. Sit there, Matin. And you, there, Dubril.
Well, why don't you talk back, Dubril?
Be quiet, Matin. Dr. Evans, I will help you if I can. But there is one gap in the chain of events leading up to this moment.
I'll tell you anything I know, Shadow.
Then tell me this. When and under what circumstance did Covey first threaten your lives?
It was the last day we spent in the open boat in which we escaped from Devil's Island 20 years ago. Storms had blown us off our course. Our food was gone. Our water was exhausted. Covey, the only one who knew how to navigate, was... Well, he was slowly dying from hunger and thirst. I can still remember his cry.
Water. Water.
Oh, be quiet, Covey. There is no water. The cask is empty.
You're lying, Dubril. All of you. You've been drinking my share. Give me that bucket. Give me a drink of that mud.
Salt water will kill it.
What does it matter, Dr. Evans? 17 days in this open boat. Nights of storm and days of blazing heat. Water. Water. I'm dying, I tell you. Dying. You're not giving me my share. You're stealing my water. Where will you be if I die? I'm the only one that knows navigation.
Be patient, Covey. It may rain tonight.
We might as well be back on Devil's Island. At least there was bread and water there.
Bread. A crust. Just a crust of bread and water. Water.
There's no bread, Covey. The last crust went 3 days ago.
You're cheating me. Killing me. You only brought me along to steer the boat. Now you're starving me to death. You don't want me to live. But I will live. I'll get you for this. I'll live to kill every one of you for this. You, Dubril. You, Master. You, Evans.
Oh, shut him up, Evans. You're a doctor. You know what to do.
Look. Master, Dubril, look. Seagulls.
What does it matter if we have no guns?
I know, but don't you see? The gulls never go far from land or a ship.
Oh, you're right, Evans.
Look to the west. It's land. Land at last. All right. There, to the southwest.
You can see the sun of the mountains.
We're saved. Free at last. Come here, sit up, sit up. Look, look, we sighted land. There'll be food and water plenty for everybody.
You tried to kill me, starve me to death, but I'm going to live. I'm going to live until the last one of you is dead. Dead.
Yes, we threatened all three of us. And so you see, that's how it all began.
And now Covey is free and out to get us, Shadow.
What makes you so sure it is Covey?
Well, it couldn't be anyone else.
It's Covey, all right. He sent Dubreel, that thing on the table.
That oblong box?
Yes, Shadow. Notice its shape. It's a miniature coffin, beautifully carved.
Covey was a woodcarver. He was always handy with a knife.
But still, it does not follow that he was the one.
Except for one thing, Shadow. When the lid of the coffin is raised, it's a music box. And that tune it's playing was a warning signal we used while planning our escape from Devil's Island.
Remember, only the four of us knew it. Dubreel, Covey, Evans, and myself.
Oh, stop it, Evans. Stop that cursed thing. Stop it, I tell you. I can't stand it.
So you have a conscience, eh, Dubreel? That danger refrain recalls the past, doesn't it?
Stop talking about it.
It looks as though Covey meant business, doesn't it?
Don't sit there conniving over me. You forget your turn, maybe next, maybe tonight. Even.
I am not forgetting anything, Dubreel.
You'd better steady yourself, Dubreel. I'll get you a drink.
Oh, never mind. Here's the decanter. I'll pour it myself. Oh, that tune! Where is it coming from? I smashed the coffin.
Good heavens, Dubreel! It's the decanter in your hands.
Someone changed the decanter. Covey, he did it. He's here. He's been in his house tonight.
You mean where he goes?
To my room. I don't trust anybody. I'd be safe there behind locked doors, alone. And if Covey comes, I'll be ready for
wait
him.
Wait a minute, wait.
Let him go, Dr. Evans.
But he shouldn't be left alone. Covey may carry out his threat.
Are you sure it is, Covey?
What do you mean? It must be. It couldn't be anyone else. The coffin, the decanters are his warning.
I know. But you said the four of you knew the signal. Are you sure it isn't one of you?
Of course not. I thought you said the Shadow was here to help
us. I am. But I am content to let events lead themselves to a logical conclusion.
You mean you won't use your power to save us from him?
I shall use my power at the moment it is required, Dr. Evans. Right now, for instance. Look on the table.
Huh?
There is a note where the decanter was standing.
Good heavens. Covey has been here. Listen to this, Master. You are the first. And you will die tonight, Raymond Dubreel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow will return in a moment. There are thousands of families living around snowbound Buffalo today who are as snug as a bug in a rug, thanks to Blue Coal. You have read how the whole city of Buffalo has been literally snowed in. In that entire area, business practically came to a standstill for several days. But those families who laid in their supply of Blue Coal kept comfortable. The icy, biting winter blowing outdoors made no difference to them. These storms are reported to be coming eastward, so take a tip and get ready. Put in a supply of Blue Coal tomorrow. It is the most economical fuel that you can use. Furnaces, parlor stoves, and cooking ranges in New England were designed to use anthracite. And Blue Coal is America's finest anthracite. Blue Coal is mined by the Glen Alden Coal Company and is especially prepared for home use. It is available in all domestic sizes, egg, stove, chestnut, and pea. Every carload of Blue Coal is laboratory tested for purity and sizing before shipment from the mine. Blue Coal burns steadily and evenly, sending a full supply of heat to the living quarters of your home, even in the most severe weather. Get set for winter tomorrow by ordering Blue Coal. You will find the name of your nearest Blue Coal dealer in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
Dubreel, wake up. I have come for you.
So you've come, Covey.
Oh, you poor deluded fool.
Do you think I'd let you kill me in my sleep? I've been awake, waiting here in the dark for you to come. A little light helps. So you've grown a beard since I saw you last, Covey. And your hair is gray.
That gun in your hand won't save you, Dubreel. If I die, I will take you with me.
Listen, Covey. I didn't steal your food in the open boat. I swear it.
No? You also betrayed me to the police. You told them where to find me. And I am not the only one you betrayed, am I, Dubril? You betrayed Martin the time he tried to escape alone, didn't you, Dubril?
Yes, but what do you care, Corvée? He wouldn't take me with him. But I did not betray you.
Have you paid Martin for those 100 lashes and those 100 days of bread and water he got because you betrayed him?
Oh, he doesn't know. He will never know it was I.
Dubril, you remember how we passed the long days in that open boat, throwing knives?
Don't raise that knife, Corvée.
We got so good we seldom missed.
I'll shoot if you move.
But Martin was the best. You may shoot me, Dubril, but my knife won't miss.
Wait a minute, Corvée. I will make a deal with you. Listen, Corvée. You're out to get Evans and Martin, too. If you throw that knife, I'll shoot you and you will never get them.
Oh, you would help me kill Evans. I know he's here in the house.
Yes, sir. I hate Evans and Martin, too. I will help you get them.
So, you would betray Dr. Evans to save yourself, Dubril.
The Shadow. Corvée, don't be afraid. He's only a man. By some trick, he can make himself invisible, but he's flesh and blood. Quick, lock the door. We'll deal with him first.
He won't get out.
Now, Shadow, what can you do to stop us? Speak up. I dare you to speak.
Listen where his voice comes from, Dubril. Then shoot quickly.
No. The shot would bring Evans and Martin. Throw your knife, Corvée.
Make him speak. I won't miss.
Speak up, Shadow. We will find you anyway. You can't get out.
I am here. In the corner.
In the far corner. Throw your knife, Corvée.
I heard it.
You missed.
But he was there.
No. Only my voice was there.
Ventriloquism. He's there in front of you, Dubril.
Shoot. Yes, I will shoot now. Yes, I will shoot. But not the Shadow. He came here to help us catch you, Corvée. And he has your knife. It's gone. Now, Corvée, you are helpless. And now I'll deal with you.
You treacherous snake. You fool. You think I carry only one knife? This one is for you. Oh, you devil.
But I take you with me, Corvée.
Dubril is dead, Dr. Evans.
He's... Covey's got his wife. Where is he?
Look there, on the floor by the window.
Covey? That Covey?
Dubril tried to save his life by promising to help that man kill you.
Dubril? Dubril offered to help Covey kill me?
Look closely, Dr. Evans. Remove the gray wig and the false beard.
Wig? Beard? It's Martin!
Yes. Martin disguised as Covey.
He's still alive, breathing.
Get away from me, Evans. Don't touch me. I'll hit you. I'll hit you both.
Why did you do this, Pierre?
Why? I hated Dubril because he betrayed me on Devil's Island. I hated you, Evans, because you have got the things that I always wanted. Success, fame, glory. It was I sent the musical coffin. The warning note. I knew you'd think it was Covey. I've got Dubril, but Covey will get you, Evans. He's after you. He will get you. He will kill you! He will...
Martin! Stop bleeding. He's dead.
Yes, Dr. Evans. He's dead. You are quite safe now.
You forget Covey.
No, Dr. Evans. I knew, even when I phoned you today, that it was not Covey who sent the musical coffin.
What?
I knew it was not Covey. It had to be Martin or Dubril.
Why didn't you stop them?
Martin and Dubril were both criminals plotting to kill you. If I'd stopped them, your life would have been in danger as long as they lived, hating you always for having attained the things that life denied them.
But you forget, Shadow. Covey may find me, succeed where Martin fails.
Never. I learned the whole history of all of you before I saw you.
Yes?
Everything, Dr. Evans. Your escape from Devil's Island after Dubril's betrayal of Martin that resulted in the 100 lashes... and his resolve for vengeance. And from the authorities at Devil's Island, I learned the truth about Covey's last escape.
Yes, I see now. I see now why he hated us. But what about Covey?
You are safe now, Dr. Evans. Safe from Covey. The chain of logic is complete. 3 months ago, a bleached skeleton was found on a deserted beach at Trinidad. It has just been identified as the body of Covey.
Before we tell you of the Shadow's next exciting adventure, here's John Barclay, Blue Coal's famous heating expert. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Barclay.
Good evening, friends. While you're doing your Christmas shopping, why not get a gift for your own home? Something will not only make it a cheerier, happier place in which to live, but also make it easier to run. To my mind, the perfect gift for any home is a Blue Coal heat regulator. This marvelous thermostat provides the last word in comfort. For example, there's no running up and down stairs to open and close dampers. The Blue Coal thermostat does that tiresome job automatically. Keep your home at just the temperature you want, from morning till night. It can be attached to any kind of heating equipment. Steam, hot air, hot water, even a parlor heater. And it'll give you more uniform heat, more economical heat than you can get with the most expensive oil burner. In fact, this Blue Coal heat regulator will completely modernize your present heating equipment. And yet it costs only $18.95 plus a small installation charge. You'll be amazed at the amount of fuel it saves you. So this Christmas, give your family the gift of a lifetime, a Blue Coal heat regulator. Your nearest Blue Coal dealer will be glad to give you complete information regarding it. Phone him tomorrow. Thank you, Ken Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Barclay. And friends, take Mr. Barclay's good advice. Make this Christmas a memorable one by having a Blue Coal heat regulator installed in your home. You'll save its small cost time and time again in fuel consumption. And you'll make your home a happier, healthier place in which to live. So don't wait. Phone your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. The story you have just heard is copyrighted by the Shadow Magazine. The characters in this story are entirely fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. And at this time, may we remind you to mail your Christmas presents and cards early to secure delivery before December 24th. There will be no post office service on December 25th.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing.